Windsor bell hath struck 12. The minute draws on. Now the hot-blooded gods assist me. Remember, Jove, thou wast a bull for thy Europa. Love set on thy horns. Oh, powerful love, that in some respects makes a beast a man, in some other a man a beast. You were also, Jupiter, a swan for love of Leda. Oh, omnipotent love, how near the god drew to the complexion of a goose. A fault done first in the form of a beast, oh lover, a beastly fault. And then another fault in the semblance of a fowl. Think on Jove, a foul fault. Well, when gods have hot backs, what shall poor men do? For me, I am here a Windsor stag, and the fattest, I think, in the forest. Send me a cool rut time, Jove, or who can blame me to piss my tallow? Yeah. Who comes here? My doe?
Ooh. John! Art thou there, my dear? My male, dear?
My doe with the black scut. Let the sky rain potatoes. Let it thunder to the tune of green sleeves. Hail kissing comfits and snowy ringos. Let there come a tempest of provocation. I will shelter me here.
Mistress Page has come with me, sweetheart.
Divide me like a bribed buck. Eat your horns. I'll keep my sides to myself. My shoulders for the fellow of this walk, and my horns, I bequeath your husband. Am I a woodman, huh? Speak I like Herne the hunter? Why, now is Cupid a child of conscience. He makes restitution. As I am a true spirit, welcome.
Alas, what noise?
Oh, heaven forgive us, our sins.
What should this be?
Away, away.
I think the devil will not have me damned, lest the oil that's in me should set hell on fire. He would never else cross me thus.
Fairies, black, grey, green and white, you moonshine revelers and shades of night, you orphan heirs of fixed destiny, attend your office and your quality. Crier, hobgoblin, make the fairy your ears.
Elves, list your names. Silence, you airy toys. Cricket. The winter chimneys shut a leap, where fires thou find'st unraked and hearths unswept. There pitch the maids as blue as bilberry. Our radiant queen hates sluts and sluttery.
They are fairies. He that speaks to them shall die. I'll wink and couch. No man their works must I.
Where's Bede? Go you, and where you find a maid, that ere she sleep hath thrice her prayer said, raise up the organs of her fantasy. Sleeps she as sound as careless infancy. But those asleep and think not on their sins, pinch them arms, legs, back, shoulders, sides and shins.
Pinch them.
About. Search Windsor Castle, elves within, without. So good luck, woof, on every sacred room, that it may stand till the perpetual doom. In state as wholesome, and in state it fit, worthy the owner, and the owner it. The several chairs of order, look you scour with juice of balm, and every precious flower, each fair installment and coat, and several crest, with loyal blaze, and evermore be blessed. And nightly meadow fairies, look you sing, light of the darkest compass in a ring, the expression that it bears. Green let it be, more fertile fresh than all the field to see. And on his sparky Maliponsi writes, in emerald tufts, flowers purple, blue and white, like sapphire pearl and rich embroidery, buckle below fair knighthood's bending knee. Fairies use flowers for their charactery. Away! Disperse! But till 1 o'clock, our dance custom round about the oak of Herne the hunter, let us not forget.
Oh, no.
Pray you,
no,
locked hand in hand, to yourselves in order set, and 20 glowworms shall our lanthorns be, to guide our measure round about the tree. But stay! I smell a man of Middle-earth.
Heavens defend me from that Welsh fairy, lest he transform me to a piece of cheese. Vile one! Oh, do not touch me, I pray!
Thou art our
float even in thy bath.
With trial fire, touch me his finger ends.
No, no.
If he be chased, the flame will back descend and turn him to no pain. But if he start, it is the flesh of a corrupted heart.
Our trial comes.
Come! Will this wood take fire?
Ow! Ooh! Ooh!
Corrupt! Corrupt! And taken in desire! About him, fairy, sing a scornful rhyme. And as you tip, still pinch him to your tongue.
Fie on sinful fantasy, fie on lust and luxury. Lust is but a bloody fire, kindled with unchanged desire. Fading hearts whose flames aspire, as thoughts do blow them higher and higher. Pinch him, fairies, mutually. Pinch him for his villainy. Pinch him and burn him and turn him about, till candles and starlight and moonshine be out. Pinch him and burn him and turn him about.
Nay, do not fly. I think we have watched you now. Will none but turn the hunters have your turn?
Oh, I pray you come. Hold up the jest no higher. Now, good Sir John, how like you Windsor wives? See you these husbands? Do not these fair yokes become the forest better than the town?
Now, sir, who's a cuckold now? Master Broom, Falstaff's a knave, a cuckoldy knave. Here are his horns, Master Broom. And Master Broom, he hath enjoyed nothing of Ford's but his buck basket, his cudgel and 20 pounds of money, which must be paid to Master Broom. His horses are arrested for it, Master Broom.
Sir John, we have had ill luck. We could never meet. I will never take you for my love again, but I will always count you my dear.
I do begin to perceive that I'm made an ass.
Aye, and an ox too. Both the proofs are extant.
And these are not fairies? I was 3 or 4 times in the thought they were not fairies, and yet the guiltiness of my mind, the sudden surprise of my powers, drove the grossness of the foppery into a received belief, in despite of the teeth of all rhyme and reason, that they were fairies. See now how wit may be made a jack-o'-lent when 'tis upon ill employment.
Sir John Falstaff, serve God and leave your desires, and fairies will not pinch you.
Well said, Fairy Hugh.
And leave you your jealousies too, I pray you.
I will never mistrust my wife again till thou art able to woo her in good English.
Have I laid my brain in the sun and dried it, that it wants matter to prevent so gross a reaching as this? Am I ridden with a Welsh goat too? Shall I have a coxcomb of frieze? Oh, it is time I were choked with a piece of toasted cheese.
Cheese is not good to give butter. Your belly is all butter.
Cheese and butter. Have I lived to stand at the taunt of one that makes fritters of English? This is enough to be the decay of lust and late walking through the realm.
Why, Sir John, do you think, though we would have thrust virtue out of our hearts by the head and shoulders, and have given ourselves without scruple to hell, that ever the devil could have made you our delight?
What, a hodge pudding, a bag of flax?
A puffed man.
Old, cold, withered, and of intolerable intake.
And one that is as slanderous as Satan.
And as hard as Job.
And as wicked as his wife.
And given to fornications, and to taverns, and sack, and wine, and metheglins, and to drinkings, and swearings, and starings, pribbles, and problems.
Well, I am your theme. You have the start of me. I'm dejected. I'm not able to answer the Welsh flannel. Ignorance itself is a plummet o'er me. Use me as you will.
Marry, sir, we'll bring you to Windsor, to one Master Broom, that you have cozened of money, to whom you should have been a pander. Over and above that you have suffered, I think to repay that money will be a biting affliction.
Ah, yet be cheerful, knight. Thou shalt eat a posset tonight at my house, where I will desire thee to laugh at my wife that now laughs at thee. Tell her Master Slender hath married her daughter.
Doctors doubt that. If Anne Page be my daughter, she is by this Dr. Caius' wife.
Father Page!
How now, son?
This matched, I'll make the best in Gloucestershire now, aunt, when I were hanged or else.
What, sir?
I came yonder at Eton to marry Mistress Anne Page, and she's a great lovely boy. If it had not been in the church, I would have swinged him, or he should have swinged me. If I did not think it had been Anne Page, would I might never stir, and 'tis a postmaster's boy.
Upon my life, then, you took the wrong.
What need you tell me that? I think so when I took a boy for a girl. If I'd been married to him, for all he was in woman's peril, I would not have had him.
Why, this is your own folly. Did I not tell you how you should know my daughter by her gown?
I went to her in green and cried mum, and she cried budget, as Anne and I had appointed, and yet it was not Anne, but a postmaster's boy.
Oh, good George, be not angry. I knew of your purpose, turned my daughter into white, and indeed she is now with the doctor at the deanery, and they're married.
Where is Mistress Page? By gar, I am cousined. I have married un garçon. Oh? A boy. A boy, un peasant, by gar. A boy, it is not Anne Page, no. By gar, I am cousined.
Why? Did you take her in white?
Aye, by gar, and is a boy. Oh, by gar, I raise all Windsor.
This is strange. Who hath got the right, Anne?
My heart misgives me. Here comes Master Fenton. How now, Master Fenton?
Pardon, good father. Good my mother, pardon.
Now, mistress, how chance you went not with Master Slender?
Why went you not with Master Doctor Maid?
You do amaze her. Hear the truth of it. You would have married her most shamefully where there was no proportion held in love. The truth is, she and I, long since contracted, are now so sure that nothing can dissolve us. The offense is holy that she hath committed, and this deceit loses the name of craft, of disobedience, or unduteous title, since therein she doth evitate and shun a thousand irreligious cursed hours which forced marriage would have brought upon her.
Stand not amazed, here is no remedy. In love the heavens themselves do guide the state, money buys lands, and wives are sold by fate.
I am glad, though you've taken a special stand to strike at me, that your arrow has glanced.
Well, what remedy? Fenton, heaven give thee joy. What cannot be eschewed must be embraced.
When night dogs run, all sorts of deer are chased.
Well, I will muse no further. Master Fenton, heaven give you many, many merry days. Good husband, let us everyone go home and laugh this sport o'er by a country fire, Sir John and all.
Let it be so, Sir John. To Master Broom you yet shall hold your word, for he tonight shall lie with Mistress Ford.